The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Friday, February 10th. This is the city, Chicago. Not long after the first settlers arrived here in the 1770s, Fort Dearborn was built at what's now the corner of Michigan and Wacker. Today, people come here looking for food. We tell them where to go. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. Good morning, Lieutenant.
Good morning. I've had a nice long week of telling people where to go.
You know,
a full moon this week.
Last week, you investigated the far south side, and this past week, sounds like you were way up north.
Way up north, yeah. I went up to Great Lakes Naval Base for my annual physical recently and was told that I'm far more healthy than I have any right to expect to be, given my lifestyle and my eating habits. And so I was. I went up to. I celebrated by going to the Mean Wiener at 532 Sheridan Road in Highwood, Illinois, which is. It's really nice. A buddy of mine were up there. We took the back roads from the VA hospital to Highwood and actually drove up through the Fort Sheridan National Cemetery, which I didn't even know we had a national cemetery up in northern Illinois, but it was a very nice, small, little, tiny national cemetery, which was beautiful. So
you know, well, there is an area up there. There's a great bike path up there, and a lot of people in Chicago don't know about it. It's really, really nice.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, is it like a marshland or a prairie? They kept pristine. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that whole complex up there, Fort Sheridan. So this Mean Wiener, is this your normal-looking hot dog stand?
Well, it is. Yeah, it's in a little strip mall. They have some outdoor tables for when it gets warm. I noticed looking out the window here that it's starting to get light in the morning. So we're getting close to spring.
Yeah.
And it's going to be warm enough to eat outside in just a couple of months. And So Mean Wiener has a couple of outdoor tables, and on the inside, it's your basic hot dog restaurant. They do have their hot dogs are char broiled, which is I always enjoy.
You're not a fan of the traditional Chicago boiled dog?
I am. I do like those too. But I also occasionally like char broiled, and it's great. And they have I just love the fact though that they have the basic Mean Wiener and then the jumbo Mean Wiener, and then the meanest wiener is this huge hot dog, the dinner size hot dog. And the only time I've seen them other than there was like at these street fairs. Sometimes you'll see these guys making these giant hot dogs, but the Mean Wiener has one too, and they have all the normal fixings. And
do they have now? What I've determined the basics. You have to have the celery salt and also the radioactive bright green relish.
I didn't notice the relish being bright green. They do have the celery salt. They have the sport peppers, and
that's good.
I didn't see the bright green relish, but it looked like normal. I don't understand what makes that bright green. It'd be interesting to figure.
I don't think we want to know.
Experimentation.
you can. Why don't you have your buddies in forensics check that out next week?
and they also have the junkyard dog, a jumbo Polish with the chili on it and nacho chips, and it all comes with fries. So. Great basic sausages up there.
And now I understand their menu is a little more expansive than most hot dog joints.
Well, yeah, they do. I mean, in addition to burgers, which they also have, and Philly steaks and Italian beefs like normal hot dog stands, they also have a pretty extensive menu of Mexican food, including tacos, burritos, quesadillas, and fajitas. And it's kind of interesting to see that. It's sort of like it's a whole like separate part of the menu, but they obviously they're expanding a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mean Wiener, 532 Sheridan Road up in Highwood. Have to check that place out. Yeah. Never been there. We'll take a break here, and then we'll get to This is going to be good because I'm looking at the evidence you brought in, and this could be a good place for Super Bowl snacks or pick up a little gift for the person who's throwing a party Sunday.
Or Valentine's Day, Bob. Your wife.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for reminding me. More with the author of The Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats, Lieutenant David Haynes, coming right up after a break. He's a police officer, a Marine, and a food connoisseur, Lieutenant David Haynes. Maybe we should call this segment Law, Order, and Food. Want to go with that? I don't know. Where else were you patrolling this week, Lieutenant?
Well, you know, in honor of Valentine's Day, I was looking for great places for chocolate and found a place that actually, it turns out, is Rabbi Moshe Wolf, our police department Jewish rabbi, and the single funniest rabbi I've ever met. His one of his favorite places, Illinois Nuts and Candy at 3745 Dempster in Skokie. They have chocolate and nuts, and it's handmade chocolate, and it's kosher too, which, you know, if you're interested in that.
By the way, I don't think you have to say you're Jewish rabbi.
I guess you know what I mean. Well, he's a Jewish chaplain. He's the rabbi who's the Jewish chaplain.
Okay. All right. You know, didn't we talk about this place some time ago? Do they actually make some chocolates right there?
Yeah, we did talk about them during the pandemic, and it's actually under new management. And I was talking to Michael up there, who took me on a tour of the back, and I don't understand why these people are not all fat. They make the chocolate right in the back, and And it's I mean, they have tempered chocolate. They're doing it by hand. You can see these heart shaped lollipops that I brought in. They actually have molds back there, and they fill them with chocolate, and they have the vibrating thing, and they wait for them to cool. They take them out, and I'm like, how do you not eat half of this stuff? They were making chocolate covered pretzels while I was there, and the conveyor belt. And the first thing that went through my head was the old Lucy show where they started eating all the chocolates that are going too fast.
Yeah. You know, this is one of those places people drive by and have no idea what goes on back there.
Right. Yeah. It's hard to believe. And I've been finding this lately because I kind of got interested in this after we talked a few weeks ago about another chocolate place. I didn't realize that these places actually hand make the chocolates in the back. I mean, they actually hand make chocolate roses and then wrap them in foil. And I'm like, there's not a machine that does that? And they're like, no, we do all this in the back. And now, when you're driving down Dempster Street in Skokie, you can't really miss Illinois Candy because it's in an area that's mostly businesses. They are all bland. And then Illinois Nut and Candy kind of explodes in color out at you. They got big, giant candy canes out in front. It's like this huge, colorful facade in front of their place. And so they make the chocolate by hand. They also, he was just telling me that they have been for years able to put like your corporate logo on chocolate bars, but they had to contract that out, and he's bought the machine so that he can do it much quicker.
Well, right there,
right in
there
the store.
Now. Nice. Wow. Yeah, this is in Skokie. We're talking about Illinois Nuts and Candy, 3745 Dempster. Well, talk about getting your candies fresh. Can't beat this place, huh?
No, yeah, you're right. This heart-shaped thing I brought in with all the dark chocolate. They have dark chocolate peanut butter cups and stuff, and like, I was literally eating them off the line yesterday, and this box I brought in for you was made yesterday. I mean,
nothing left for Mrs. Haynes for Valentine's Day.
No, I brought some home. I go to these places, it would be a rough weekend if I didn't bring something home to my wife and daughters.
Yeah, you may have a lot of police authority in some parts of the city, but not at home.
Yeah, everybody has a boss.
That's right. And so what else do they have in this place?
All right, so in addition to the Valentine's Day stuff that they have, like a whole sort of Valentine's line, they also have the Super Bowl stuff that you need, like nuts and the gummy
snacks.
Bear type candies the non-chocolate stuff. I just got interested in the chocolate because they actually showed me how they do it. But they have a whole huge selection of stuff there.
So you can get some pretzels and other things that would be good to snack on Sunday.
Yeah.
Love that. And it's, once again, Illinois Nuts and Candy, 3745 Dempster in Skokie. You know what I've been eating a lot of lately? I know it's not good for you because it's loaded with sugar. But the dried fruit pieces, ever have some of those? Those are good.
Yeah, you know, I do. And you can make them, now with these air fryers. You can make a lot of this stuff at home without a lot less sugar.
Yeah. All right. Good idea. We'll get to the news here on the hour from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Right now, we have some restaurant news. What do you have, Lieutenant?
Well, a couple of closing. Mother Cluckers up at Elston and Foster permanently closed recently, and one less chicken place up on the northwest side. They had the broasted chicken, which was really good.
Yeah, they were there for quite a while, I think, Mother Cluckers.
Yeah, I've lived in that neighborhood and worked in that neighborhood now for 30 years almost, and that corner, Elson and Foster, has seen a couple of different iterations. This one was there for like 10 years, it seemed like, and it's always a restaurant, so we'll see what comes next. But
And then another place closed up in the North Center area. What was that about?
Yeah, I think it's pronounced Robert. It fills an intimate French restaurant, and it was like little small plate kind of stuff. And they just closed this past week. That's another one that opened up during the pandemic, and I think they were never really able to get their feet off the ground. We're still feeling the effects of the pandemic in a lot of these places that I think these restaurants need about a year to build up enough of a customer base to really start being successful, and if you really kill the first year, they never sort of got their footing.
It takes a while to recover. You'll be interested in this, Lieutenant, if you want to hear some great comedy, see some great comedy. There's a benefit, Care for Cops, a local organization that supports law enforcement and first responders. They're having a comedy night on Saturday night, Tavern on the Point, 6724 North Northwest Highway. That's a great restaurant and sports bar. They have a couple of shows Saturday night, and you can get tickets at careforcops.com if you want to check it out. It's only a good show and a great cause, careforcops.com. I know you support that for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I hope everybody has a nice Valentine's Day this week. My wife and I are going to a welding class to celebrate Valentine's Day.
How romantic.
Yeah. I'm handing her a torch for Valentine's Day.
All right. I'll look for your complete report on that next Friday. Thank you, Lieutenant.
Right. Hey, let's be careful out here.